Well, hello, and thanks again for a call to the Daily Inspiration Line here on the Fountain of Life. This is Brother Jeff bringing the Word of God to you. Let's open the Bible to Isaiah chapter 40. And we have been looking at the greatness of God, the omnipresence and omniscience and omnipotency of God. And we just looked at the power and the size of God here, beginning at verse 12. And we have looked at where it says there in verse 17, all nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. I want you to know, God made man originally in his own image. But when the man sinned, the image was marred. And there are great nations, and God hath blessed the inhabitants of planet Earth. But I want you to know, most of the nations, yea, about all the nations of this world, are so wicked and abominable in the sight of God that God is not impressed with nations. He's impressed with one thing the New Testament calls a holy nation, and that is the Church of Jesus Christ. It is greater than anything else on the planet to God. The body, the members, the people of God. Church isn't the building, it's the people. The nation of God is the holy nation of God. It's also referred to as the Israel of God. Then he goes in verse 18 to say, then whom will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare him? Verse 19, the workman melteth the graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and cast the silver change. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation, chooseth the tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. God says, are you going to liken God to an idol? Are you going to compare God to some foolish little idol that can't do anything? Oh, carved wooden images, metal coated. I tell you, you can't compare God to that. And he goes on in verse 21 to say, have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth. You know, it's all those men years ago were trying to figure out if the earth was flat, if it was square, if it was round. They didn't know what it was, but the Bible reveals the earth is round. I believe this is a good indication. Before anyone realized that they had just opened the good old Bible, they could have found it. God sits on the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, spreadeth them down as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing, he maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. All the greatest men of the earth that stand up and say there is no God, or that stand up and make laws to celebrate things that are against God's word, God will have the last word. They will one day have their breath taken from them, and they will stand before the one whom they have to do, the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 24, yea, they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown, yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth, and he also shall blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. Then he goes on again. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal? Saith the Holy One, Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their hosts by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. God says, just look up high. Look at the host in the sky, all the stars. Man can't figure out how many there is. Man can't figure out how vast it is. Man does, they say they don't have enough numbers and enough letters in the alphabet to make names for all of them. There's so many. And so here it is. He has them by number and calls them all by their names, by the greatness of his might. He is strong in power. Amen. Verse 27. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Oh, my distinct people with their heritage, with their religion, with their whatever it is, think that God's going to pardon them because of some family connection, some religious, denominational, or whatever, national. God is telling them right there. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? Verse 28, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. And I love this in verse 29. He gives power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. It says he gives power to who? The faint. He gives to them that have no might, he gives them strength. You know, I saw a sign on a church the other day that made me mad. It said, the Lord helps those who help themselves. You know, that's not in the Bible. That's not in the Bible. The Lord helps those who cannot help themselves, according to this verse. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint. Your best men are going to fail you. They're going to get weary. The young men shall utterly fall. Verse 31, what a promise here. Man, this is preaching ground right here. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You got any problems? You just need more faith in God. You need more trust in God. He's big. He's great. You can't compare him to anybody. You can't liken him to anybody. God knows it all. He has it all. He did it all. He's done it all. He will do it. He will fulfill it. He'll help the weak and the needy that cry unto him. And it says here in verse 31, Isaiah 40, 31, if you wait upon the Lord, I don't know how long you're going to have to wait. I don't know how long you're going to have to wait. I don't know how long you're going to have to gather some people together to pray with you and wait on the Lord. But it says, if you'll wait, you'll keep waiting. You'll keep standing, and you'll keep believing, and you'll keep trusting. It says, you wait on the Lord, you're going to renew your strength. It says, they, not just he or she, but they, this is open to all men, male, female, singular man, or a group of people in a whole assembly. It says, they shall renew their strength. Amen? You believe it? They shall renew their strength. So you have to wait on God, because you've just been instructed in this glorious chapter 40 of how big and mighty and great, never weary, never slumbers, never sleeps, never has a problem. God's in control. He is so powerfully in control. His eye sees everything. He is good. He is the lover of your soul. And if you'll wait on him, and you'll trust him, and you'll believe him, it says here, you'll renew your strength. You'll mount up with wings as an eagle. It's not that you'll become young again, but eagles can mount up without becoming young again. And that's all that's stated here. You'll just mount up with wings as eagles. And you'll run and not be weary, and you'll walk and not faint. I think you ought to just take that to heart today, and you'll be blessed. Believe the word of God. You have a great day, and keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.